Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. In this issue of World Report, Vanessa and Denise are in the middle of a live show in a radio studio. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Cigarette smokers the world over are overjoyed following a U.S. court's decision to give the go-ahead to the largest class action lawsuit in the U.S. You're a smoker, aren't you, Denise? What do you think about this?
Well, Vanessa, I was, but I quit at New Year. However, the tobacco companies have been left literally fuming by this new case, Vanessa.
Why is that?
Well, to put it bluntly, if this lawsuit is won, they'll be forced to fork out literally millions of dollars in compensation. I think it's common knowledge that tobacco companies have always tried to rope in smokers with various, well, let's just say questionable methods. And now it's time for the smokers' revenge.
That would certainly make an excellent film title, but I don't think tobacco companies would like it.
If only tobacco companies would adopt more ethical practices in their marketing strategies.
Easier said than done. We live in an age where the almighty dollar rules.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Denise. Well, that's all we've got time for.
Now answer the following question. What news story are they discussing? A lawsuit by smokers against the tobacco industry. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on some details. Part 1.
Cigarette smokers the world over are overjoyed following a U.S. court's decision to give the go-ahead to the largest class action lawsuit in the U.S. You're a smoker, aren't you, Denise? What do you think about this?
Well, Vanessa, I was, but I quit at New Year. However, the tobacco companies have been left literally fuming by this new case, Vanessa.
Why is that?
Well, to put it bluntly, if this lawsuit is won, they'll be forced to fork out literally millions of dollars in compensation. I think it's common knowledge that tobacco companies have always tried to rope in smokers with various, well, let's just say questionable methods.
Now answer some questions. 1. What does Vanessa mean when she says,
give the go-ahead?
When Vanessa says give the go-ahead, she means that the courts have allowed people to start filing lawsuits against the tobacco companies. 2. What does Denise mean when she says,
the tobacco companies have been left literally fuming?
When Denise says the tobacco companies have been left literally fuming, she means that the tobacco companies have been made angry by this decision. 3. What does Denise mean when she says,
they'll be forced to fork out literally millions?
When Denise says they'll be forced to fork out literally millions, she means that the courts will force the tobacco companies to pay millions. Now listen again to the second part of the dialogue. Part 2.
And now it's time for the smoker's revenge.
That would certainly make an excellent film title, but I don't think tobacco companies would like it.
If only tobacco companies would adopt more ethical practices in their marketing strategies.
Easier said than done. We live in an age where the almighty dollar rules.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Denise. Well, that's all we've got time for.
Now answer some questions. One. What does Denise mean by,
it's common knowledge?
When Denise says it's common knowledge, she means everyone knows that. 2. What does Vanessa mean by...
Easier said than done.
When Vanessa says easier said than done, she means that this is a difficult thing to achieve. 3. What does Denise mean by...
I'll second that.
When Denise says, I'll second that, she means she agrees wholeheartedly. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.